And happy Tuesday, April 23rd, Hebrews 7, 1 to 10, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of Most High God, met Abraham and blessed him as he returned from defeating the kings. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, his name means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, mother, or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Now consider how great this man was. Even Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the plunder to him. See, the sons of Levi who received the priestly office have a command according to the law to collect a tenth from the people. That's from their brothers and sisters, though they have also descended from Abraham. But one without this lineage, one who hadn't descended from Abraham, collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed the one who had the promises. And without a doubt, the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, men who will die receive a tenth. But in the other case, Scripture testifies that he lives. And in a sense, Levi himself, who receives a tenth, has paid a tenth through Abraham, for he was still within his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. So, meet this Melchizedek, this title, this name, this person. First, as the Scripture says, his name means King of Righteousness. See, that seems kind of important. The King of Righteousness. He's also identified as the King of Salem, and the text actually refers to that as the King of Peace. Salem can be translated peace. It comes from the same Hebrew origin as the word Shalom. He's identified as a priest of God Most High. These are his identifiers within the text itself. He is also said to be without father, mother, or genealogy. Got no family of origin or a family tree. He is said to have no beginning of days or end of life. It also says he resembles the Son of God, and he remains a priest forever. These descriptors in the text have actually led some scholars to suggest that this is actually Jesus, the Christ, the pre-incarnate Messiah. You see, a lot of them, as scholars, will refer to this as a Christophany, the appearance of Christ before his actual human birth. The appearance of Jesus in the Old Testament is referred to as Christophanies. We know Jesus was born of a virgin. We know he was born in a manger. He lived these some close 33 maybe years on the earth. And however, there are some scholars who disagree with that idea, and certainly provides this continuation of thought in the book of Hebrews as to the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek and this king of righteousness, this king of Salem. And now that we know a little bit about him, and we see the reference to Jesus's priesthood as being related to the priesthood according to Melchizedek, or the priesthood like Melchizedek's priesthood. So what did he do? That's what we'll look at tomorrow. Woo! See you tomorrow.